the gate. I'd like to expand a little bit on the ancient times and how shepherds protected their sheep. You know, this story of Jesus telling about the shepherd may be a little bit foreign to us because we don't have too many sheep around here, do we? I see every now and then when you go along and further up and up north, you'll see pastures full of sheep. But sheep are relatively, certainly don't want to call them dumb creatures, but they don't take care of themselves very well. And of course, a person that is well versed in sheepery would probably say, well, that's not true. They're very smart. But from what I understood, they needed to be protected. They need to be protected. In ancient times, where Jesus was from, there's lots of rocks, there's lots of valleys, there's lots of areas that became a natural barrier. So what the shepherds would do, and the story of this that Jesus is saying that he's the gate made perfect sense to them once he explained it to them. Because what the shepherds would do is their whole livelihood was making sure that they didn't lose any sheep. Their whole livelihood, their family, and everyone was all based on them taking care of those sheep. So if they lost one, it was extremely traumatic. So what the shepherds would do is they, at the end of the night, at the end of the day, they would gather all of them into a little crevice or some area within the mountains, within the rock formations, and find a spot where the shepherd would literally lay down and close the gate, so to speak. He closed the gap with his own body. So what did that make? What did that mean if a predator came to attack the sheep? They were going to have to go through him first. And I'm sure history would probably document hundreds of shepherds losing their lives through wolves or whatever, trying to protect their sheep. But in a hole, they would have fire. They would have ways to protect the sheep, and the sheep could rest unharmed. And the thieves, if there was a lion or a tiger or a thief that was going to try to get to the sheep, they were going to have to go over the hill or over the rocks to get to them. So they were well protected. So when Jesus told this story, they understood it immediately. Now, draw the parallel between that and sin. We're in a world full of sin. Now, guess what? It don't matter if it's this world or next, or 1,000 years ago. Sin's been around a long, long time. Right? Ever since Adam got talked into eating apple, he said, well, Eve wanted to totally do it. That's no excuse. Jesus came to restore us through the Father, to restore us. He's the shepherd. He's the gate. Those that come to the gate are welcomed in. And they'll be protected. And they receive the most precious gift of all, the gift of eternal salvation.